ends up with the first Winnipeg goal of the season. But it's looking like it might be too little, too late. Deflection there. Scores! A redirect off a point shot by Connor Carrick, and Austin Matthews has his first goal of the season.
7-2, the Leafs win over Winnipeg, the final score of the first game of the season. And so it starts at the Bell MTS Place, October 4th. Where and when it ends, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert to analyze an impressive Maple Leaf victory.
81 games left. I know Joe said it's the first of 82, but no, you know what? They did some really good things out there tonight. They had Winnipeg confused in their own zone quite often. So obviously there's things got to clean up, but it's a great way to start the season.
I mean, it's almost like a preseason game because it was so impressive that you can't, you don't want to, you know, get the parade route started. But they did a lot of things well. There was a bit of a sag there. It turned into a sort of a scrimmage in the third period. But really, I mean, what else would you expect?
Well, and that's where, you know, that's part of going to be part of the growth process with this young team is they don't want to get caught into that situation where they're up by three or four goals or even five in that situation tonight and allow the opposition to come back and put pressure, because bad things happen. I mean, when you want to win championships, you got to learn how to, you know, step on somebody's throat and choke them out, make them quit, and then move on to the next day. Don't let them in. Don't play games with them. Finish them. Let them know even the next time that they're going to play you that if we get up by a few, we're going to shut you down.
7-2, the final. And I have, you know, breaking news here. I think this is going to happen more than once against teams that are struggling. I think they have the ability to bury you.
They do. And that's what was so exciting to see tonight. I mean, it's going to get, the word's going to get around the National Hockey League quick that if you give the Toronto Maple Leafs an opportunity in close to score, they have the skill and the finish to do it. And tonight's just another one of those examples.
The Roundtable is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. The 2018s are here, and your Subaru adventure begins at your local Ontario dealer. Subaru, confidence in motion. And that's the cue to bring in Bill Waters, former Leafs assistant general manager. Bill, welcome. How are you tonight?
I am well, Jim, and good to talk to Greg as well.
That was impressive, was it not?
Terribly impressive. I thought as the game proceeded in the first period, how fortunate the Leafs were to have Anderson in goal, because he played what I thought was a quietly very professional game. Every save he made looked like he was waiting for it. He had a couple he had to stretch for, but he wasn't flopping around or, you know, no lucky stuff. All playing the game of goal the way he was supposed to play. And so they're out shooting the Leafs 16-8. The Leafs get a power play, and the game turns around. And that's what talent will do for you, as Greg pointed out. You get a chance to bury a team with three shots, three after they had eight, and then Winnipeg had 16. So it's probably 16-11, and the Leafs are up 3-0. And the game is effectively over. And as they said, had Anderson not played well, it might have been different. But he did play well. And his style, as he's proceeded from that injury last year, he's become a very impressive goaltender. I think, and when you juxtapose him with Steve Mason, I mean, Mason missed a couple. Out of position, not ready for the shot. And that you don't see Anderson in that spot. He's ready for the shot, and he's almost always in position. But tough night for Winnipeg, and a big night for that young Leaf team, particularly for the oldest guy in the club with two. And, you know, they're able to spread it around among their good young talent, and Matthews gets a quiet 3 points.
Now, Bill, you know, you look back in this game as a whole, and you're hitting the nail on the head with Frederik Anderson there. I mean, his stellar play tonight, you know, it could have been a different story early on, as you were saying. The shots were 8-3 or 8-0, actually, I think, at one point. But watching this game as a whole, you know, Winnipeg had a few breakaways. They had this and that. Do you think that's a concern that maybe they'll fall into a trap, that he's going to be there to make those big saves every night?
I don't think so, Greg. You and Jim and I talked. I perhaps have too much confidence in Babcock, but you're a coach, Greg. You've played the game. You won a cup. You know your way around. You can comment on whether I'm overrating the coaching abilities of Mike Babcock. I just don't think that he will would allow anyone to fall into that trap if they have the talent to play the way he wants them to play. And as Patrick Marleau pointed out when Scott Oak asked him what impressed him about the Leaf team, he said, the relentless forecheck and the relentless backcheck. Now, what is that, Greg? Is that not perfect hockey?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and you know, you watch, we talked about Brownie and his max VO2 75. Did you see him take the one away from, forget who it was, but Shifley. He was back there, one hand on the stick, tipped it away, away they go.
Yeah, that was Shifley, second period.
Yeah, Shifley, yeah. Just their best player. But I was impressed with Fair and Brown on the penalty kill, Zaitsev and Hainsey on the penalty kill. They're getting a lot of mileage out of Hainsey. Hainsey tonight was arguably one of their top two defensemen, just like he was in Pittsburgh, just like he was in Carolina, in my estimation. I'm looking forward to Hainsey playing well. I mean, there are certain limitations when you're 36 years old, but if you play the game as smartly as he does, he may overcome the age limitation. And the other age limitation is on Marleau, and we're not going to say how old he is anymore.
No, you don't have to. I mean, look at the fountain of youth. Let me ask you this. I mean, how ridiculous is that visor call?
Well, it's not too ridiculous when you've been warned by the referees throughout the exhibition game. And if he does it again, he's going in the box. And I think what they're afraid of, Jim, is if there's any accident and he's not wearing the equipment the way he is supposed to. In other words, specifications for wearing a helmet do not include having the eye shield up over your like on your forehead. It's to protect your eyes. And if anything should happen, the insurance would be null and void. And they're not going to play games with Leo Komarov so he can show off how cool he is. Take the thing off if he doesn't like it.
Wear
it the way it's supposed to be worn, and I hope they stick to their guns. Well, I've seen these things happen before where they make the calls and then all of a sudden just forget about it. Well, they can't forget about it.
I agree with you, but it seems like there's they called him because he was warned. There are at least three other Leafs that have the same issue, and nobody touched them.
Well, I didn't, I think he's the poster boy for the child wonder. Yeah, he's just the poster boy, and he brings it upon himself because he's such a yappy guy, eh? But I don't think you should do that. I'm going to have to watch more closely. If there are guys wearing their helmets like Komarov wears his, and they're letting him away with it, then shame on the officials.
Now, Bill, coming rebounding after this, they got Rangers coming in on Saturday night. What do you think they're going to really focus on in practices, the next day or two?
Well, I don't. You guys would have noticed that the Leafs are having trouble getting the puck out in the first period. They weren't able to. They weren't clearing it off the boards and getting it into center. Winnipeg was doing a pretty good job of manhandling them right up until they scored. And I think that's something that the Leafs have to be conscious of. I know they are, and usually they're very effective. So the Rangers will try to forecheck them. But as you know, Greg, and you do too, Jim, if you forecheck well, sometimes the other team looks quite bad. And that's how the Leafs find their way around the ice most of the night, is their forecheck is relentless, as Patrick Marleau said. And they're on the back check the same way. They do not or are not allowed to play on Babcock's team unless they commit to that. And I think it's a pretty simple formula. And, Greg, you can attest to it more than I. If you've got a team that is relentless on the forecheck and relentless on the back check, I would say you're going to be at least 500.
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny you brought that point up about something that they may have to focus on in the next day or two in practice, because we were talking about this in preseason, Jim and I, watching some of the games, and it seems whenever the Leafs get back in their zone, they do a great job coming back, but they they sometimes overplay the situations, meaning they don't slow down and hit the holes or for support at the right time. And when they fly through those areas, there is no support. And it's funny you were mentioning that, because I think that was a key early in the game, especially when they were trying to get out of there, because there was nobody there, just pretty much even standing still, communicating that I'm available, you know, bump it to me, whatever. They'd fly by the hole and then get back to it, and by that time the play was done. But it's something that's so important in the game now, as you know.
Yeah, and as each game goes by, it'll become more important. You can't do it in the playoffs. You can't fly by in the playoffs, because you'll only fly by once, and you'll be sitting. So he'll get that into their head. And when you're a talented team the way they are, and they're quite talented. I don't want to put too much emphasis on the fact that they're so much better than other talented teams, but their talent is so young that one of the things that they'll have to work on is what we're talking about. Those efficiency plays that allow you to clear the zone and show your stuff. If you don't clear the zone, you show your stuff, but it's going the other way and you're chasing it. And that's Babcock will straighten that out in my humble estimation.
Bill, I want to get into what you said earlier about having confidence in the coaching staff, so they'll learn to be able to play with leads and they won't take the foot off the gas. And I think when you go over the optimism for Leaf fans, it would be based on the roster, it would be based on the coaching staff, and it's also based on the front office because that will come into play next summer when they have to re-sign some of these people. And the fact that you could be positive about those three things might be fairly unique.
Well, it is, Jim, and there have been other teams that have had all of those things. The Leafs aren't the first, but I think there's a wonderful opportunity for the Toronto Maple Leafs to build a team that will compete in the last two rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm not sure they'll do it this year, but I wouldn't be surprised. On the other hand, we're not basing it on one game. We're basing it on the strength of the team, the depth of their personnel, and the fact that their defense, even if you looked at Borgman and Carrick, they had a couple of, in the third period, they got stumbling around a bit, but other than that, they were pretty solid. Borgman almost took off Scheifele's head, probably should have had a penalty, but didn't, which shows he's sticking his nose in. I was impressed with that pair, and Connor Carrick is somebody that snuck up on me. How Washington gave up on him is something that I would have to bounce off some of those people to really find out why. He's only 23, and he seems to get better with every shift. And Borgman is just another Swedish player who can skate. He can move the puck, but he also doesn't mind sticking his nose in. He's unique in that, and that's why he made that sixth spot, as far as I'm concerned. Callie Rosen is probably every bit as good a puck carrier, maybe a better skater, but Borgman will stick his nose in, and the Leafs need that. They need more of that. They need toughness on the boards, like Greg and I were just talking about. Playing the boards, as Greg Gilbert knows, he did it long enough. You gotta have balls. You gotta take the hit. Take the hit for the club and squeeze it out over the blue line. That's all there is to it. If you don't, they're gonna take it away from you, and maybe Freddie will have an off night. And if they get down four, they're really gonna have to show their stuff.
Were you at all surprised to see them maintain Borgman on the roster and release Pollock?
I was in a way, but when you think of it, Greg, they're better off. Like, I love Pollock. I mean, if he can play, he was a guy I'd like to have around. He's 32, which is not really that old. But and Borgman's only played one game, so I'm not going to go overboard about it. But I like what he does physically for that team. And you know better than I do, Greg, if there is a deficiency on the Maple Leaf back end, it's toughness. And I'm not suggesting for a second that Borgman is the toughest thing that ever walked, but he's not afraid to use his physicality to his advantage. And if you've got five guys like that, it doesn't matter who the sixth defenseman is.
No, absolutely right.
But when you looked at the Kadri line, Komarov and Marleau, I mean, it was important for Marleau to score tonight. He got a pair. Kadri got a goal also. I mean, it sort of took some heat off that line, didn't it?
Yeah, they'd had a tough time. They were, as you say, Leo was a poster boy, but it wasn't for scoring. And they Marlowe's goals had been probably off the line. I've maintained, as you know, as both of you probably know, I'm a big Kadri guy for the very reason that I just mentioned about those defensemen. And the forwards, you need toughness. You need some toughness. And Kadri is, I mean, how can he be tough other than he must have a sense that he has no fear. He looks to me like he's not that big, so he's not going to run over you, but he doesn't back down from anybody. He's a player that could do whatever you want. Do you want to have a little fight? We'll have a little fight. Do you want to try and run me? You give it a try. Do you want me to stick the puck between your skates and put it up in the top corner? I'll do that too. And that's why I love Kadri. I think he's a very important player on that team, and I'm sure Matthews will be the same way. I don't think he has any reason to back away from anybody, and he doesn't take advantage of that at this point. But as he grows and matures physically, he'll be just the very same way. Nobody's going to take advantage of him. And the other two centermen, whether it be Bozak and Fair or Bozak and whoever else is playing on the fourth line, I think you have to have a presence up front as you do in the back end. And Kadri, for me, is a presence on that forward line. And so is Matthews for his size and for his personality. He has a unique personality in that I've never seen him play frightened. He doesn't back out of the corner and let somebody else take the puck. He doesn't have to. He's too smart. And he knows how to do it, and that's what's going to make that team that much better. If they get a mental toughness about them as they mature, they'll really be something to watch.
Bill, thanks very much. Talk to you on Monday.
Okay, talk to you then, Jimmy, and see you, Greg.
Have a great night, Bill.
Bill Waters, former Leafs assistant general manager, and we're going to open up the phones at some point, so probably in the next segment, depending on when the coach sound comes in. 416-870-1050 is the local number. 855-591-6876 is the toll-free number. After every Maple Leafs win broadcast on TSN 1050, and ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this was one of them. Landsberg in the morning will give away a trip for two to Nashville to see the Leafs and Preds in March. Here's how you can enter. Go to tsn1050.ca and enter for your chance to win a trip for two to see the Leafs in Nashville. You can enter once per day. If the Leafs win during a TSN 1050 broadcast, and I believe they did tonight, listen to the next Landsberg in the Morning show, which will be tomorrow morning between 7 and 8 a.m., to hear if your name is called. If you hear your name, you have exactly 10 minutes and 50 seconds to call us back at 416-870-1050 to claim your Leafs road trip. Sounds like a deal. They won tonight. Game was on 1050.
You went early tomorrow morning.
And get up early tomorrow and listen and see if that's you. Well, we're not eligible, so. Sorry, guy.
Oh.
7-2, the Leafs win over Winnipeg. There's a sorry guy if I ever heard one. This is Leafs Game Night, TSN 1050, tsn1050.ca, and the Toronto Maple Leaf Radio Network.
Well, Leafs have absolutely nothing, and then all of a sudden, Mitch Marner with the magic.
Here's Matthews to Marleau, scores! Holy mackerel, what a play! Patrick Marleau makes it 4-love.
We have decided. That's the TSN Turning Point brought to you by Oil Changers. Change your oil in 9 minutes or less. No appointment needed. Visit oilchangers.ca. Patrick Marleau makes it 4-0. Then early in the third makes it 5-0. And yeah, that would be the turning point. Add in sprinkling some Freddie Anderson goaltending and special teams really, really good. That would give you a 7-2 win on the road in Winnipeg in game one. Here is Patrick Marleau after the game.
The debut, just as you'd imagine it, Patrick?
That's pretty. It's pretty darn close to the way you want to see it go. You know, the guys played great tonight, and I think you know, obviously Freddie held us in there early on, which was key, and then we got some goals late in the first, so it was good.
There's confidence like that generate from in terms of goaltending when you know you're going to get and you've got a chance to weather the storm?
It's huge. I think obviously could have been a lot different had one or two went in, but he was there. You know, close the door on them, and we were able to get our game going and find the back of their net.
What did you see on your first goal there?
I was just a great play by Matty getting it over to me, and then kind of kicked it up to my skate and was able to dig around.
Yeah, Mitch Marner looked like he was going to the bench, but saw enough to stay on. Puck ends up in his stick. That kid really has some great vision out there, doesn't he?
Yeah, his hockey IQ is really, really high, and he's one of the talented players on our team for sure.
Mm-hmm. Patrick, you talked about how young players and how they energize you. I mean, your first goal as a lead was assisted by two guys who were less than half a year old when you scored your first goal. I mean, just talk to that about just how that invigorates you.
Yeah, no, they're you can see how hungry they are out there, and not only in games but in practice, and they're striving to get better each and every day, and you want to be part of that, and you can feed off that for sure.
How many do you think 7 more games are going to be for
that? I don't know about that, but it would be nice if it was that way. But I think there's a lot of things that we did right tonight, and then you can see when you don't do it right, then you end up giving up a couple goals. So it's a good reminder.
What wasn't working at the start, do you think? Because it's weird at the end of the night at 7-2, because it could have been a different kind of game.
I mean, they were energized. They came out hard. I think most likely our breakouts weren't as clean as they could be. Right. But they had a lot of jump at the start. But if we clean up our breakouts and our forecheck, I think early on in the game, then you'd see more of the second and third.
Patrick Marleau gets 2 goals. His first 2 is a Maple Leaf, obviously. 7-2 was the final. He gets the 4-0, 5-0 goal. The numbers to call are 416-870-1050, toll-free, 855-591-6876. Let's go back down to Winnipeg and hear from the head coach, Mike Babcock.
Success begin in nets for your club here tonight.
Well, obviously, we took so many penalties. I mean, 8 penalties. I think the shots were 18, 17, 5-on-5, but we took so many penalties. The goalie had to be so good early, and you know how hockey is. If they score on one of those early ones, they get confidence, and we probably lose some, and who knows, the game could be different, especially in their building here. But I thought we, were able to battle through there, made a few adjustments on our PK, and then, we scored timely goals ourselves, so it was a good night for our guys. A lot of guys got off. You don't have to worry about scoring goals when you score right away, so you don't have to worry about that. A lot of guys did that, and then big win.
Good for Patrick to get going right away?
Well, I think so. I think instead of talking about it, you go 3 weeks or something, you haven't scored. Suddenly your line mates aren't good, and this isn't good, and let's just play hockey now. So it was a positive night that way. Obviously, we can play way better and are going to play way better, but a good start for us.
How about Leo's visor penalty?
Well, I don't. You're not supposed to ask me those. Let's just. What's next?
And it's the way Freddie Anderson is playing and starting this season.
Well, I just think anytime your goalie plays good, it gives you a chance. And so Freddie gives us confidence. He worked real hard in the off season to prepare, and he's had a good camp, and it showed here tonight. So good for us.
What did the first 10 or 15 minutes look like from your vantage point?
Well, like we were in the box. When you take as many penalties as we did tonight, is you're not, there's no rhythm off your bench. It's hard to get going. You got guys who are playing, normally play 10 minutes a night. They've played a ton, and guys that play big minutes don't get on the ice. So to me, obviously it can't be like this. We got to be way more disciplined. In saying that, I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
Talk about the importance of guys like Marner getting those first points of the season so quickly, ignoring that quote-unquote sophomore jinx.
Well, I just think when you do your work in the off season and you get prepared, you don't tend to have any sophomore jinx. It's if you feel good about yourself and you don't work, you come back and it doesn't go as good. So, I'm not as concerned about that as some might be. I just think the guys are good players and they worked hard this summer, and so it'll show this winter. Obviously, a good way for us to start. Anytime you get a win is important. We got a real tough New York team coming in our building, so we want to get off to a good start.
Tyler and JVR got things started. Obviously, they're...
It was a big power play goal there, obviously, for us, and then the face-off play. The way the face-offs are lined up, you can't use your feet and stuff like that. There'll probably be more quick plays now than there used to be. And saying all that, they're good players that can score, and it was a big night for them.
That is Coach Babcock after the 7-2 win. Leafs come home for 3 Saturday against the Rangers, Monday at home to Chicago, and Wednesday at home to New Jersey before slipping out of the road again. 7-2, the final. The numbers are 416-870-1050, toll-free, 855-591-6876. 68-76. Coach speak, what did he say? Did anything catch your ear there?
He was happy with the win. There's no question about that. But he was concerned about the number of penalties they're taking. And you can't rely on your goalie night in and night out to bail you out of those situations. But he was also talking about the flow of the game for his players. You're killing off that many penalties early in the game. The guys that are getting the most ice time are your penalty killers. Your top-end skill guys, for the most part, are sitting on the bench, legs getting cold, trying to get into the game. And when they sit, it takes them a little longer to become effective on the ice. So there's a few things he's going to address. You know, we were talking with Bill Waters about the breakouts. I'm sure they're going to address that. The high sticking, four high sticking penalties. I mean, that's unacceptable. So I'm sure that'll be addressed. And also, giving up some opportunities that probably they shouldn't have. But overall, huge win for them. Great way to start the season.
Nobody steps around a thorny question with as much grace as Mr. Babcock.
Short and sweet. You're not supposed to answer that. What's next?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to ask me that.
Yeah, with a smile.
Yeah.
Boom. Away we go. Let's go to the phone. So 416-870-1050, toll free, 855-591-6876. Michael in Toronto, welcome. Go ahead. Your thoughts on the opening win.
You know, it was expected, truthfully. They've got a great team. They've got a bunch of great world-class young players for once, which is good. I've always been preaching to my friends, you know, until Toronto actually has players that can play on a world stage, and that even means juniors, you know, who played at the Junior Olympics, you know, the Leafs aren't going to climb themselves out of a rabbit hole. But, you know, they've got a world-class coach, world-class president, world-class GM, world-class, you know, lines one through three. I like their chances. I think they're going to go real far this year. I think they've got, the proof will be in the pudding tonight. Again, once again, I think Babcock, you know, steering the ship can only steer in the right direction. You can't go down from last year. I mean, you can only go up.
Well said. Pretty optimistic. I don't know that anybody has a Connor Brown in their fourth line. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, this is just it. I mean, I think they're so well-rounded. I think they've got four deep lines. And what's great, finally, is this. You've got players that want to play in Toronto. Before, you know, I don't think we had that, you know.
Yeah.
As much as I love, you know, the old regime, you know, we don't need to bring out any names. You know, I think they were here for a feel-good story. And I hope the Jays don't go down that route. We're not even talking the Jays. But I'm just so happy, finally, for once in Toronto in the Leafs uniform, we've got legitimate hockey players that want to play the game and know how to play the game.
Michael, thanks for your call. Really appreciate it. Numbers are 416-870-1050, toll free, 855-591-6876. To Thornhill, Jesse, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on that win?
I think this team is as deep as we've ever seen it. I don't think it's time to plan a parade or anything, but like it's a really deep team, really skilled team. I just think they need to hone in defensively. I think discipline-wise, if this game were to go another way, they could have easily been down 3-0 there. So I think the goals will come. They're deep enough. But if Babcock is able to instill that, you know, that defensive sort of, you know, mechanistic mindset that he had in Detroit, I think this team will go far. The goals will come. They're a very deep squad, but I think they just need to hone in defensively and play more of a, you know, sort of Babcock type of game. I think, you know, first game jitters, I get it and all, but you know, they hone in defensively. It's a very promising squad.
Jesse, thanks for your call. Really appreciate it. What comes out of this is, I'm not going to say guarded optimism. I mean, there's good optimism there. Everybody understands, because the Leafs have been in trouble for so many years that you watch other teams struggle. And so everybody sort of anticipates a speed bump or two because that's a natural occurrence. What would be the tell for you? At what point of the season or what would it take for you to sort of buy into, okay, this has some legs this year?
Well, I think Jesse made a good point there about playing, you know, better defensively. I mean, they exposed Frederik Andersen tonight to some pretty wide open grade A opportunities, and he came up big for them. But it was actually very observant by Jesse because it doesn't take extra work to play well defensively. It's actually just slowing the game down and learning how to manage ice and what have you. And with young players, especially with this Leaf team, the goals are going to be there. You don't even have to worry about that stuff. The way these kids can create and tax and transition and scoring opportunities, it's already built into them. It's the other little things, just the details of managing ice. And they're back checking hard, but when they get back to those those areas, they have to learn about body position and managing their ice so that they're taking away options. And the more efficient they become defensively, the quicker they're going to be able to shut teams down, because they're going to be able to finish at the other end. It's just not giving up so many opportunities like they did tonight. And I'm sure, Babs is going to work hard on that with the rest of the coaching staff, and they'll clean up those areas. But the players have to realize it's not 100-mile-an-hour work to play defense. It's just managing ice.
How difficult is that to get high skill to do that?
Well, high skill always wants to go fast for the most part.
Yep.
Okay,
it's a track meet.
Yeah, it is, and that's what the toughest thing as a coach is to slow those players down. They want to take off. They're thoroughbreds. They want to run, but playing defense more or less is slowing the game down. And just taking away the right pieces of ice. I learned that from Al Arbor when I first turned pro with the New York Islanders, was just get back and hold your ice. Just stop. Sometimes less is more was a phrase that he used all the time. And that's what defense is defending and learning how to play well as a team, is sometimes you don't have to run all over the place. And by doing that, there's players that think that the more I'm working, the more I'm running around, the more I'm getting accomplished. Whereas the veteran players and the players that can play well without the puck are the ones that slow the game down. They stand still, they take away the best ice, and boom, sooner or later the puck comes to you. You go the other direction, then you finish it and you bury the team. So it's just learning how to slow the game down at the right time.
And that's not bailing out of the zone before you have to.
That's where guys are going to go for their cookies,
And we saw that.
We saw that late in the game. I think there's a couple of players blew the zone, and Winnipeg ended up turning the puck over just inside the Leaf blue line again and getting another grade A opportunity, because guys were, shirking their responsibilities and taking off before we even had control of the puck. So bad things will happen when you do that.
416-870-1050, toll-free 855-591-6876. The Leafs pound Winnipeg 7-2 in the opener. Pete from Maple. Welcome, Pete. Go ahead, sir. Your thoughts on the opening win.
You know what, guys? Three things. Depth, leadership, and character. And the Leafs this year have them all. They've got the depth for four lines. They've got the leadership from coach, GM, scouting. And all their players, if you look at them, Kadri has come around since Babcock's been there. There is so much confidence and character and just swagger with this team right now. It's looking good.
It is. Well said, Pete. Pete's a happy man tonight.
Yes, he is.
Well, I mean, as I said to Bill earlier, you can have a couple of those things, but it all lines up. But let's not forget the job that Mark Hunter has done on the scouting staff. There are a lot of people in that front office that are highly qualified and have done a nice job, and the number of those people I don't think ever existed before.
Well, and it takes a lot of people to create an organization like this and a team like this, and it takes people flying overseas and scouting over there and looking around the National Hockey League, the American Hockey League, and even the East Coast League and pretty much scalping players from other teams that they feel will help and fit into the mold of their organization. And it takes a lot of people to do a lot of work to put something like this together. And it's coming to fruition right now for the Leafs.
Note to our network operators, we'll be back to local programming at exactly 10:50. The numbers are 416-870-1050, toll-free 855-591-6876. John is with us. John, welcome in. Your thoughts on the opening win.
Yes, I was so happy to get Marlowe, Leaf Nation Rocks. I'm so happy to see a good win in Winnipeg. Hopefully we make the playoffs again this year, and they're doing great so far.
John, thank you. Hopefully they make the playoffs. Really? Wow. Some people are planning a parade.
John's optimistic, but he's not overly optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic, yes. Alex in Mississauga. Alex, welcome to the broadcast. Your thoughts on the Leafs tonight?
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm pretty happy about it. I think that last caller needs to get his head checked because we're obviously making the playoffs. Am I right?
100%.
But anyways, yeah, I'm happy about how we played, and I can't wait to see this team when they're not shorthanded for half the game, see how they flow.
Of the people they've added, who are you most happy to see out there? It has to be Marlowe, right?
100%. I know there's a lot of doubt about his contract and how much we paid, and so far so good.
Alex, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Let's bring in Dave from Toronto. Dave, welcome. Your thoughts?
You.
Yeah, Dave, go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing? It was a great game, man. I said, except for the first period, and I could see Babcock in the dressing room going, dude, you know, like, we took all these penalties, we didn't have any shots, and we're up 3-0. How can you get mad at these guys, man? It was beautiful.
It was. Dave, thank you. They did struggle. The goaltender was there. He's on the team. He's allowed.
Yep.
And three goals in 2 minutes and 38 seconds does blow it open, doesn't it?
It does. And it takes the wind out of the sails of the Winnipeg Jets even quicker because they had those opportunities. They were outplaying the Leafs. They were outchancing them, outshooting them, and had nothing to show for it. And then all of a sudden they're down 3-0. So that win comes out of those sails pretty quick, and it changes the mentality and the thought process of both teams.
Let's squeeze in one before we break. Stefan from Newmarket, welcome. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks a lot for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on the goaltending again with Anderson. I think a big reason why Babcock is very confident in the defenses here is Anderson, because if you think of a few years before Anderson joined us, a lot of the defense were gathering around Bernier and Reimer. You're seeing them kind of play out more because they got that confidence in Anderson. Mason had a really rough game tonight, so I think the Leafs were kind of lucky tonight, and I think Anderson really pulled the win for us tonight.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Yeah, so when you have confidence in your goaltender, suddenly you don't have to worry about what he's doing and you play your own position, right?
You do. It gives you confidence. It calms you down, actually, knowing that he's going to be there to bail you out if need be. And that's what I was talking to Bill Waters about, is you don't want the team to get caught in that mindset where we're going to play high risk, we're going to give up chances, and he's going to be there to save our backsides every night. It's not going to happen. So they've got things to tighten up, but you know, when a goalie like that plays behind you as a skater, a defenseman, or a forward, I mean, you're calmed down, your mental approach to the game, and your confidence levels goes up because you have somebody that's capable back there to make the big saves.
More calls, more post-game sound after the break. 416-870-1050 locally, toll free 855-591-6876. Leafs win by a score of 7-2 in Winnipeg over the Jets. This is Leafs Game Night, TSN 1050, TSN 1150 Hamilton, and the Toronto Maple Leaf Radio Network.
This is Leafs Game Night on TSN 1050, the voice of Leafs Nation and the Leafs Radio Network.
Kadri wins it. Marner steps wide, rolls it past the far side. Kadri couldn't get a stick on it. Against the boards, Kadri with it now. Far half boards and stops. The first penalty is over. Riley's wrist shot is right on. There's a rebound. Another shot in front. They score! Marner! 6-0 Toronto. Second power play goal of the game.
And one of those really wide open net, last guy open, easy. Yeah, there were a couple of those. Marner gets 1-1 for 2 points on the night. The Leafs win by a score of 7-2. Komarov, according to Mark Masters, Komarov and the visor penalty. I'm trying to go for the Lady Bing this year. It's not going to be easy. Well done.
Well, he's honest.
Yes, it's not going to be easy. I just don't like that. As Bill said, and you said it, he was warned in the preseason schedule, so they nabbed him. But there were at least three other Leafs that could have been nabbed in. What, right. do they need a warning or something before you get called? Is that the rule?
Well, the thing that I found strange was his visor was actually lower than
Connor Brown's
three or four
was
other
high.
Guys. Yeah. It was high, but yeah. the difference that of the way he was wearing it in preseason. I mean, it was he might as well not even have had it on.
It was a headband.
It was way up there. It wasn't doing anything, being effective. But tonight, it looked like it was normal. It looked like it was the rest of the other, very similar to the rest of the players that were wearing them. So I don't know what happened.
Let's go back to the phones, and the number is 416-870-1050, toll-free 855-591-6876. John from Mississauga. Welcome, John. Your thoughts on the Leafs win.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. You know, awesome win. I was surprised to see them come out 3-0 after the first period after that many penalties. What concerns me is these equipment penalties. Like, you know, you guys were just talking about Komarov, and we all know from last year, like, he wears his helmet like a bonnet. But even more concerning are these jersey penalties. Like, your jersey's tucked in your shirt, in your pants. And if you know, like, hockey pants, you know how easily that can happen.
Yeah.
So they're going to continue that all year. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, Wayne Gretzky would have never been on the ice if they called that all, you know, back in the 80s. So, anyways, I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys talk about it. Have a good night.
Thanks a lot, John. Yeah, Thank you. We saw a couple of those. The jersey thing just inadvertently happens. I don't get the concern.
It's the presentation of the sweater. They
well,
want
then put some Velcro
so
on the inside so it can't shift.
And the names. Yeah, there's really no way to do it. Usually you have tie-downs on the inside of your sweater to tie down to your pants.
Sure, but...
But nobody fights anymore, so why do you bother having tie-downs? So the sweater's going to go in there. Guys don't do them up 90% of the time anyway, so...
Well, and nobody sits on the bench and go, hey, this will look cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all about the presentation and
well, somebody's concerned about it. I don't know
sweater
why.
Sweater etiquette, I guess. I don't know.
There are other things I might be concerned about that might be higher up on the
list. I'm wondering if they're going to go to the point where they're going to start saying you can't use blue tape on your socks.
Well, they did tape the goalie stick, but that's been a rule for a while. That's for review. I wonder why he even had blue tape on it.
Well,
I wasn't expecting to play.
No, it's for organizational support. He's proud of the organization. He wants blue tape on there, but he probably forgot the rule was no dark tape on your knob.
Oh, boy. There's somebody sitting behind a desk who's just absolutely bored. But anyway, we'll leave that one alone. Austin Matthews did get a goal tonight and had two assists for 3 points. And as Bill Waters said, a very quiet but efficient 3 points on the night. And here's what he had to say after it was over.
Last season, 4 goals on opening night. Obviously good from an individual standpoint. How does this feel to get a victory in a real tough building?
Yeah, this feels a lot better. I mean, obviously kind of a weird game with, you know, so many penalties, not too much flow, but our penalty kill came up huge for us. You know, we scored when it counted, and we're obviously out of here with 2 points, so it's the most important thing.
This isn't on Patrick Marleau's first goal. How does that feel? Welcome a guy like that.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, the unbelievable pickup by him, and the move was even better. So, you know, pretty special play by him. I'm sure it feels good for him to kind of get the ball rolling on that. So, you know, we're all happy for him.
How much can you tell in this strange game with so little flow about how good you really were as a team?
I mean, I think special teams is huge. Obviously, they're calling things a little bit tighter now, so there's going to be more penalties. And like I said, our penalty kill came up huge for us. They've obviously got some shooters, some guys that can put the puck in the net, and we definitely limited some of their chances. And obviously, Freddie came up just huge sometimes. So that's what we need, and especially in a game like this. And we know they're calling it tight, so we got to be better in that area.
How did those first 10 or 15 minutes feel?
Pretty slow. I mean... You have a shift, get out there again, and you know, kind of get things going, control the puck, and then you're sitting on the bench for another 2 minutes, and then kind of just a constant cycle of that. So that's just something that we can take care of as a team, is being more disciplined. You know, we know they're going to be calling things a little bit tighter, and we just need to be more aware of that, more aware of where we're putting our sticks and other stuff like that. So that's definitely on us.
Did you feel like there was any frustration starting to set in those first 15 minutes or so?
Not really. I think Freddie came up huge for us, and that really gave us some confidence, and we just stuck with it. Our PK was, like I said, they were great for us tonight, and you know, then our power play, a couple of big goals to kind of get us back on our toes and kind of get the momentum going in our direction, and then just kind of took off from there.
Austin Matthews postgame coming up next. Mitch Marner, as he talks about his performance tonight, and we'll have our stats pack. 7 goals. How relevant is that? Well, we'll explain that next. Leafs win 7-2 over the Jets. This is Leafs Game Night, TSN 1050, TSN1050.ca, TSN 1150 Hamilton, and the Toronto Maple Leaf Radio Network.
And the Maple Leafs are able to get it out. Marleau to Kadri. Kadri in, going wide. Knocked onto a knee, but gets into the corner. Set it to front for Marleau. He scores! Patrick Marleau wastes little time and being welcomed to Leaf Nation as he has picked up his second goal of the game, and it's 5-0.
En route to a 7-2 win over the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg tonight. I said this during the regular, or sorry, during the preseason when we saw him score a goal. There's a definite statement made to not only his roster, but everybody else when Marleau scores because of who he is.
Oh, absolutely. And we've talked about this, like you said, Jim, but his finish around the net is second to none. I mean, he gets a point blank, or chances are better than 90%, 85-90% that he's going to find a way to finish. And the move he made on the breakaway after Austin Matthews saucered that pass to him was, I mean, Mason was so far out of position by the time it went across the red line that, I mean, that's skill, that's soft hands, that's pretty to watch.
He got deked out of his paraphernalia.
Yes.
Yeah, yes,
his,
guy.
His athletic supporter. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, Stats Pack is brought to you by Healthy Planet. Healthy Planet is your source for high-quality vitamins, supplements, sports nutrition, and more. Live life healthy. 18 GTA locations and online at healthyplanetcanada.com. Here's the Stats Pack. The Leafs have 7 goals in a season opener for the first time since October 8, 1987, when they won 7-5 against Chicago. Most ever, and this goes way back. 9, December 19th, 1917, they lost 10-9 to the Montreal Wanderers. Now, Ralphie joked earlier there was no video review. Guess what? There was no video. It would take days to develop the film.
Come on.
Film, if there wasn't, if there was any.
Didn't they have like sketch artists there?
I'll take your word for it. I wasn't around.
Well, neither was I.
Okay. They didn't even have pencils back then, so.
Okay, now you're reaching.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, what do you take out of this? I would venture to say that to sum it all up, you win 7-2, but there are a lot of coachable moments there, aren't there?
There are, Jim, and that's what Babs is great at is they'll go over the tape, they'll look at the things, he'll adjust the little areas that they have to correct, and they'll go out and practice it. And as we go on, you'll see less and less of those little mistakes being made.
How much do you have to harp on that? Because, I mean, literally, when you're on the ice, you know that you've messed up, right?
It's an everyday thing.
Is it?
It's an everyday thing, game days included. You've got to keep reminding these players of those little details because they look at the big picture, but they forget how important those little things are. And when they cheat and get away from them, bad things happen.
I would suggest to you that's going to be the hardest thing for the young Colts in this team to understand that offense comes from defense. Let the opportunity present itself. You don't have to really create it. It'll come. It will happen in front of you.
Absolutely. And playing defense, the puck will always come to you if you're in the right position, right piece ice.
Game one, a smashing success, 7-2. The Leafs win in Winnipeg. Thanks for joining us in Leafs Game Night. TSN 1050, TSN1050.ca, TSN 1150 Hamilton, the TSN Go and iHeartRadio app, and the Toronto Maple Leaf Radio Network.